Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and as ever, Uncle Tim Goodwin. Hello, Uncle Tim.
How you doing, Mark? You're right.
Yeah, I'm not bad after our 1 week break. I decided not to record anything last week because, yeah, we just fed up. No, Tim was away and I couldn't be bothered talking to strangers. Stranger danger.
You can't just talk by yourself. That's a really bad way of doing a podcast.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, sad. Yeah. Billy Nutmates.
Tumbleweeds blowing in the background. No one to bounce off. I mean, I could have talked to my wife, but I don't even do that in real life, let alone a podcast.
Dear. So what's been happening with you, Mark, other than, like, you know, sitting, twiddling your thumbs, waiting for me to appear?
Not a lot. I've been working on some new projects. I've been necrophaging old what? Projects. Digging up
all right,
the dead.
All right. I was just going to ask, what the hell's that? Yeah. That sounds dodgy.
Good old necro projects. Yep. So I've dug up 500 buyers again from 2012.
See, 500 buyers is one of those projects, and we've been talking about before we came onto this call. We've been talking about the naming of that type of thing, that type of project. The name of is quite evocative in terms of, well, if all I need is 500 buyers to make a true business, and we believe actually that 500 buyers, you don't actually need 500 anymore.
No.
You're probably 100 or even 50. You don't need that many people. But the naming convention of that particular project conjures up for a lot of people, well, if that's all I need, that's actually within the bounds of realism.
Yeah.
And you hear about all of these gurus, marketing gurus, talking about their, Joe Bloggs made £28,322.88, within the first 2 days. It's kind of like, well, that's really just not believable.
Yeah.
Whereas 500 buyers actually becomes much more acceptable. It's, what I think I might have mentioned it on this podcast before. One of my best headlines that we ever used was, how can you make an extra £1,000 a month with your existing customers and clients in your boot camp? And it was one of the best headlines that we did. And we sold the product that we had. It sold like hotcakes. And because it was within the bounds of realism, it wasn't about go and create a six-figure business or create, you're going to become a seven-figure personal trainer. It was nothing to do with that. It was within the bounds of realism.
Yeah. Well, when we were talking earlier, we were just sort of breaking down. Okay, what is the minimum you actually need to replace your income? And by just messing around with some figures, the figure I come up with, 2 subscribers a day, 2 really engaged subscribers a day, is enough to replace the average, more than the average US and UK salary.
Which is nuts when you consider, most people are trying to get, 5, 10, 20, 30 people onto their list every single day.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if all you need is 2 highly qualified ones, hey, presto, you've got a business. So, anyway, we've gone off slightly off on a tangent, I think, from what we are going to be talking about today, which I think is traffic.
Yeah, we're talking about traffic. Woo-hoo.
And I think traffic is a huge subject, and we accept that we're not going to be able to tackle everything today. But Mark, you split it up into 3 distinct groups, and we might tackle 1, 2, or 3 of them today, and we might come back to this later on. So, what are the 3 traffic categories that you've got?
Right. Before I do this, I'm going to stop sharing my screen with you.
Just so it actually
improves the content, the quality of the call. Hang on a minute. Sorry, I was sharing my screen with Tim. So
is this because I'm still in the dark ages?
It's just a slight bit crackly, but don't worry about it. If I was bothered, I could probably get rid of it in post-production.
Post-production.
As regular listeners will know, that's not something we really do. I would leave it in. No one listens anyway. Right. So the 3 types of traffic. And which is quite weird because everyone will always say, yeah, there's two types of traffic, paid or organic. Well, no, there's not. There's actually three types of traffic. So we have got organic traffic, which is basically SEO. We have got direct traffic, which is sites like Reddit, Quora, Pinterest, Twitter, etc. Stuff where you can go and get people directly to your site without doing any SEO and all that rubbish. And paid traffic, which is Facebook, AdWords, Yahoo, Outbrain, Taboola, or pretty much anything like that.
Yeah.
So those are the types of traffic you can get. Now, my whole point about traffic, and this is something that really winds me up, and partly because I've done it myself in the past, that's people go, right, I've built my blog, I'm going to get traffic. Well, traffic means nothing to your blog, to your site, to your income, if you haven't actually got some way of monetizing that traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even just getting on a list. Well, great, yeah, I'm building a list. So what are you selling your list? Oh, nothing yet. Well, don't bother trying to get traffic. There's no point. Spend the time. I'm getting angry already, aren't I? Sorry.
The pitch of your voice is going up and up.
I know, I realised that as I was saying it.
People who just try traffic.
Just get traffic. No. So, calm, Mark. Zen. So before you get traffic, you've got to make sure you've got everything in place. You've got to make sure you've got your tracking. Does Google Analytics work? At the bare minimum. You've got to make sure, if you're building a list, you've got you can get them on your list, but you've also got a follow-up email sequence. And that follow-up email sequence has got to sell something.
Mm.
Or else you must just be open a charity shop and give everything away.
See, I've been looking recently, and this is an ever so slight tangent from this, but it relates to what we're talking about here. I've been looking at other websites, so to buy somebody else.
You cuckold.
You know, to buy somebody else's website. And what's my classification? What am I looking for when I'm looking to buy somebody else's website? And it's like, well, something that has traffic but hasn't optimized their revenue streams. Yep. So if the only revenue stream is, oh, well, I sometimes get some people to advertise or AdSense or something like that, that's not necessarily the best way of monetizing the traffic that's coming to your blog. And the problem is most people start a blog and that's their only, in their head, that's their only way of making money from that particular, a website asset that they've got in their audience. And there are so many other ways of actually making an income from the traffic that you're getting. So Mark's absolutely right. Yes, we've got these three different categories of traffic, but you need to know how you're going to monetize that traffic once you get it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'll be spending time, i.e. money, or you'll be spending money, i.e. money, to actually drive people to your store or to your site. So that's really, that's what you really need to get your head around first before you even really think about it. You know, don't wait necessarily to start driving traffic, but at the same time, you've got to have a way of monetizing it.
Actually, it's quite freaky that you mentioned looking at other sites. I was talking to someone last night, and they're retired here, retired in their 40s, bugger. and he was just getting bored. He said, look, I've got an inkling. I want to buy a website and just do something with it. So we went through Flipper and Empire Flippers, and I was showing him what to look for.
Yep. And
when you actually look at some of these sites, so if anybody has been to my blog, Lifestyle Marketer, every year I do a report on how much sites sold for the previous year, how they were monetized, and how much that monetization was earning per visitor.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some of them, who were using things like Amazon FBA, it was something like $600 per visitor that they were, per thousand per thousand visitors.
Yeah, yeah. CPA. But that's still damn good. Yeah.
$600 per thousand visitors. Some people with AdSense were earning less than $1 per thousand visitors. Right? I think one of the better ones was about $9 per thousand visitors. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to buy a site, you look for something on a good topic that's got AdWords on it and it's got traffic. I mean, traffic is the bit you want.
Yeah.
You can go and change that up. You can do a bit of organic SEO on it. You can get some backlinks. You can improve a site within a month.
Yep.
And if you do it right, you can get your money back.
So that was a complete tangent from what we're talking about. But it's still very relevant for, you know, what you're trying to do, what our listeners are trying to do with, you know, generating traffic to this, to the site. Yeah. They still need to actually have an eye on what's the right way of monetizing it. And you know, AdSense isn't the only thing. As Mark's pointed out, having Amazon associates, your affiliate links to Amazon is another way. There's affiliate links to places like ClickBank products or JVZoo, or a lot of digital products have very, very generous affiliate platforms. Or selling, here's something revolutionary, selling your own product.
Wow.
I know, nuts, eh? But that's the thing. It's like you don't, it doesn't, you know, people worry about, oh, well, I don't want to create my own product. Well, don't create it. You know, find an affiliate program that's going to pay you decent cash, especially if you've got targeted relevant traffic coming to your site. So, that's really the first point with traffic is actually finding a way to monetize it.
Yeah. So, and actually knowing what you're going to do when you get your traffic. And as I said, I keep on coming back to this, but it is a key thing, and so few people do it.
Yep.
It is actually frustrating when you go on a call with someone to help them out, and they said, "Well, yeah, I've only got a little bit of traffic." Okay, so what are you doing with that traffic? Oh, nothing.
No. I've got nothing.
I've got nothing to sell them. I can't find a product. Well, then you're probably in the wrong niche. If you can't find a product to sell, you're in the wrong niche. Okay.
You know, the modern day, and I use this phrase very carefully, the modern day version of this is people with massive Facebook groups, and, you know, where they've got like 15, 20, 30,000 people in their Facebook group, but there's no monetization, or they've got 100,000 or even 1 million Instagram followers.
Yeah,
but there's no way of monetizing it. And it's like, well, hold on a second, if you've got 100,000, actually, this is a bit of a shout out. If somebody out there has 100,000 Instagram followers right now, and in any particular niche, I don't really mind, I will find a product to sell to those people. I'm happy to partner with you as the influencer, the person who has the audience. And when we talk about, 100,000 Instagram followers, they've got to be engaged. They can't be people that you've bought or like done some dodgy tactics to get and all that kind of rubbish. You've got 100,000 raving fans, hell, I want to talk to you because I can guarantee that I'll find a product to put in front of them to make a revenue stream. I'm happy to go 50-50 with somebody on that. So, that's kind of like the modern day equivalent, but, having, the website properties, you certainly have an awful lot more control over what content you put onto your own blog, your own website, your own, newsletter, whatever it might be, your email list, etc. So, you've got a lot more control over it than, say, a Facebook group or Instagram following. So, that's why we talk about traffic streams in terms of and why we're focusing on traffic streams to your blog through SEO direct and paid.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so important. As I said, it's just one thing that people really just mess up. Mm. We should have done this on offers again, shouldn't we?
Well, to a certain degree, it is, and it does come down to that. And when you think about, okay, well, once you know what you're going to offer people to sell somebody, and what's going to be the revenue stream, it actually makes the task of where to find the traffic a lot easier.
Yeah,
because instead of going, I'll take anybody with a wallet and a pulse.
The pulse is optional.
The pulse is optional. Yeah, absolutely. Then you do attract all sorts of rubbish. People who are just like, tire kickers. And you have a very disparate audience and a disparate traffic, sociograph that, actually doesn't really, is not necessarily interested in your thing. Yeah. It's too broad, it's too wide. So, when you know what you're essentially going to sell somebody, then you know, okay, to find somebody who is interested in buying, I don't know, a yoga mat from my through my affiliate link on my website. Okay, well, where am I going to get traffic? Okay, people who are interested in yoga.
Yeah.
Which makes the game a lot easier. And certainly for organic SEO, you've got a huge amount of things that you can do to boost your organic SEO, which tends to be the long game, but still a very relevant part of traffic generation. You know, paid is the fastest way because you can get instant traffic, like in the next half hour, you can put up an ad and begin driving traffic to your site. Direct is a little bit slower. Yeah. And then SEO is generally the slowest, or organic, I should say, is generally the slowest because it takes, you know, Google 6 months to figure out what you're going to be doing and what you're going to be indexed for. But, you know, ultimately, you know, if you know what you're trying to sell somebody, then you know where to get that traffic from.
Actually, should I tell you a funny story?
Go on. I need a laugh.
Right. So I was told about this the other day and I'm still laughing about it now. So this woman, it could be any gender, non-gender specific, but it was a woman.
Gender neutral.
Yeah, it was a person. This person.
Binary individual. Non-binary.
And I think it was actually yoga mats. She launched a website about yoga mats.
Okay. Right?
So she spent about 3 months building it. She got two dedicated phone lines on her desk. And then she put her website live. Just sat there waiting for the phones to ring.
Build it and they will come.
Exactly. And that is absolutely true. Right. So, yeah, none of that's going to work. If she was running paid traffic, yes, it would have worked. But to sit there and hope for organic to come, phone calls to come when you set your Shopify store or store live is, no, it ain't going to happen.
You know, you could probably do that if you had a high street store and like you get like footfall and all that kind of stuff and you build it and they will come.
Okay, so anyway.
But the internet's not like your high street.
Exactly. It's cheaper as well. So let's do this in a logical way. You have got...
Really? Oh my God. That'll be a first.
I know, we'll want it. Right, so your postman turns up during this podcast, right? And he's got a box and he has got 200 yoga mats that you forgot you'd ordered when you were drunk from Alibaba. Hey, it happens. Don't ask me how I know. Right. So you've got to sell 200 yoga mats. Okay. So you're going to break about, let's call it 300. So you've got 100 to sell organically, 100 to send directly, and 100 to sell paid. Right. How are you going to do it?
So paid first. Because for me, that's the easiest.
You'll sell those out in a week, probably.
Well, that's the thing. It's like if it was paid, I would put, you know, a very simple Google AdWords ad up and basically go, okay, yoga mats for sale or yoga mat offers. I would chase after that particular search term.
How about goat yoga mats?
What? Sorry?
Goat yoga. Goat yoga is huge. Believe it or not, I found that out the other day.
Goat yoga.
Yeah, people go to do yoga, and then they bring in a load of little baby goats who just curl up when you do. Look it up on the internet. Goat yoga is huge. Seriously,
is this one of those like dodgy things that you should only do like on a dodgy searches you should only do on a incognito window?
No, seriously, this is actually I couldn't believe it. Actually, goat yoga is a thing, right? So, and it's starting to trend as well.
So,
USP. So basically the point is you find a USP for your yoga mats.
Yep.
And then you advertise a USP.
Yep, absolutely. So if it's goat yoga, wow. Oh, I would never think of doing that. So goat yoga, I would bid on the search term goat yoga for Google search, stick my ad up there on there, and you know, that's 100 units. How much traffic would we need to get from that? As long as the offer is right and is billed correctly with the right images on a Shopify store, or even just a one page sales page that you create with ClickFunnels or lead pages or whatever other system that you decide to use, you know, you can whack up at a page in no time at all and just drive some traffic at it, make sure it's got a privacy policy and GDPR and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so that's your paid side. Direct, okay, for me, direct at the moment, I'm having an awful lot of fun with Quora. And we are going to talk more about Quora in the coming sort of weeks and months, I think.
Yeah, cause Tim's running a little test for us.
Yeah, well, I'm actually running some paid traffic from Quora, okay? But that's another story, for another day. But direct traffic from Quora, I would go onto Quora and start answering questions about yoga and yoga mats and start to be seen as the, you know, the expert. One of the great things with Quora is you can put external links on your answers, which basically talks about, you know, if you're interested in a yoga mat, these are great yoga mats to go to. So that would be one of my, probably the first things I would do is I'd go onto Quora and start answering some questions on there, get some really good quality traffic on there. And people are at a buying position on Quora at the moment. Somebody's doing a search about what's the best yoga mat to buy, what type of yoga mat should I be buying, I'm a beginner, you know, they're quite advanced in the buying cycle. If you get my meaning, it's kind of like they're ready to buy a yoga mat. They just need direction on which one to buy. So, you know, they're not just like searching around, just thinking, oh, yoga mats, they're interesting and fun. It's people who are actually actively interested in looking for a yoga mat to buy. So, and Quora is a great place to find people who are actively interested in buying something. Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be my one direct area that I'd be looking to go with. And then for the organic, now this takes a little bit longer to work through, but what I would do is I would either create a blog post on my website to do with yoga mats and, like, you know, the 10 things to look for when you're buying your next yoga mat. I would then go out to yoga influencers, so people on Instagram, people who have their own yoga blogs, and tell them about that particular piece of content that they might be interested in sharing to their followers. So those would be my three different areas that I would go for: organic, direct, and paid.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all, I mean, the paid traffic side of things is if you've got your income coming directly to you when someone clicks on the ads and buys, it's much easier than if it's something that you get paid out after 30 days, 40 days, whatever.
Yep.
So you can scale that massively. You can't really scale your direct or SEO as well as you paid. You can scale slightly by going newer keywords, etc., and finding different sources, but scaling on paid is much easier.
Yeah, scaling on paid is an interesting one. Scaling on, like, you know, the direct and organic. Obviously, scaling on paid, you need to be confident you're getting your conversions.
Yeah.
You know, once you know that you've got an offer, a sales page that's working, and is working profitably, you know, spend as much as you humanly possibly can. You know, once you get to that point, you know, the world is your oyster. But it's, you know, it sometimes can take a little longer to reach that point where you have found or created the perfect offer for somebody. Cool. What would you do different, Mark? Because I'm intrigued what kind of things that you would look at for those three different categories.
Right. So on SEO,
yep,
generally I would start with a really basically low search value, volume, but easy to rank for keyword. Okay, so that way you're going to get traffic pretty easily. So I was getting traffic to my ActiveCampaign versus ConvertKit article within about a week. Okay, no waiting for 6 months. That's because nobody else was doing it at the time. Okay, and that was then converting into leads, etc. Okay, you could then take that and you could expand it out by adding more keywords, constantly updating your article, bringing more bits and pieces into it. Because it's already indexed, it will come along much quicker. You've already got the links going to it. Okay, I would set out a campaign to get links every day. Okay, whether I do it myself or I hire someone to go out and get me links. Links are going to be your lifeblood. Without links, there's no point in doing it. Without focusing on doing the links afterwards. So that's what I would do with direct traffic. What I tend to do, I use Reddit a lot.
Yep.
Oh, not a lot. I do use Reddit. I wouldn't say a lot. However, I've got two campaigns that I sort of run. Okay. I'm going to give you a big tip here. I run a campaign to boost my profile. So get loads of karma, get loads of comments. Right. So, for example, I think I can't remember. I got maybe 800 karma points last week. simply because when I was fasting, I dropped below the rate for being obese, right? So I just went to overweight from obese. So I just posted, as at 9:03 this morning, I'm no longer officially obese, right? I posted that in a fasting group because these people are really into this. So everyone was like upvoting it and commenting. And then I can do a comment back and say, yeah, thank you. Okay. So it just builds your profile. So you can build a profile quite quickly by doing stuff like that. Obviously, make sure it's genuine.
Yeah.
So that goes without saying. Then on my business side of things, I will go and I will make a post with loads. So if it was yoga mats again, I would go to a yoga thing. I would talk about goat yoga. Okay. And I would talk about one problem I would recommend is make sure you've got a yoga mat that's wipe clean. Okay. And you just happen then to be advertising your yoga mat as wipe clean yoga mat, perfect for goat yoga. And you can put it, I found this one and put a link to it. So what you're going to get then is highly engaged people who do goat yoga, realize there's a need for a wipe clean yoga mat. I don't know how we got onto this. It's about $30 a session, by the way, goat yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just caught that when we were talking. And
do you have to bring your own goats?
No, they provide the goats. I think it's weird. It must have started in California.
Must have done, yeah. Sorry.
And then for paid traffic, basically, I would pick one source. Okay, not necessarily Facebook. My view at the moment is Facebook is great for retargeting.
Yes.
Full stop.
Big time.
Full stop. Retargeting. I could boast that I'm getting 1 cent clicks now, because that's what I'm getting on retargeting, 1 cent clicks. It's great. But that's the only thing I would use yoga for. I'll use Facebook for at the moment. Not the only thing I'd use goats for. cheese. It's all great tits up again. and that really, that's it. I'll probably use AdWords or Yahoo Gemini or whatever, something like that.
See, that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's so many different options out there for the different types of traffic that you can obtain each of the different categories. Yes, organic SEO, we talk about Google an awful lot, but don't forget there's also, you know, Bing, and you know, you can get organic, and we, you know, one of the things that we're looking at the moment is we're getting quite a lot of organic traffic from Bing. It's the same processes essentially as trying to get organic traffic from Google. But don't forget there are other search engines other than Google.
Yeah. Do you reckon Google underreport Bing traffic?
Yes, of course they do. Yeah, on Google Analytics. I reckon about, you know, 2/3 of the things that they report as direct are actually from Bing.
Yeah, more than likely.
You know? It's one of those things that you just can't discount it. So, you know, keep an eye on your Bing stats just as much as you are on your Google ones. So,
and there's a whole new can of worms just been opened.
Oh yes, cool. After like a bit of a shaky start, I think that was actually quite a decent topic.
I think the goat yoga brought it round, mate.
I think it did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully everybody got some value from that. At least if they just take one of those traffic streams and focus on getting one of them sorted, whether it's, you know, focusing on Quora or Reddit, or whether it's, you know, getting you know, organic traffic by getting backlinks from influencers, or whether it's, you know, paid traffic on Yahoo Gemini or on Google AdWords, doesn't really matter. Pick one, get started with it, make sure you have a revenue stream on the back end of it to make it worthwhile driving traffic to it. And if anybody has a following of like 100,000 people, then let me know if you're not monetizing it properly at the moment. I'm more than happy to have that conversation with you.
Cool. Right, so that's it for this week. You know where to find us. I'll put some links down below on the Escape Plan Uncut. And
there'll be more stuff to do with 500 buyers or whatever we decide to call it.
Yeah, we've actually got a workshop going out next Wednesday. I'll put a link down. Sweet. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe we should advertise and get some traffic to it.
Maybe we should. Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Or should we wait for organic traffic to kick in 6 months' time?
Exactly. That's probably what that might be better idea to do. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Anyway, right. I'm off to invent sloth yoga. Have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.